Midland is a place on the map when it comes to curling for a number of reasons. From the origin story of its rink, in 1933 it was the only facility with artificial ice for curling between Toronto and Winnipeg, to champions from the area like Russ and Glenn Howard changing the game. More recently, Team Huronia Laroque slid their way to the Ontario Championship Games with the Special Olympics League, coming out with the win over the weekend. They were feted by fellow members at the Midland Curling Club. It's a meaningful win for coach Brian Wilson, who has been involved with the Midland Curling Club in one way or another since 1984. After 23 years, we finally won the banner, he says. Team Huronia Laroque consists of coaches Brian Wilson, Carol Wilson and Leslie Horn. Lead Belle Grise, led Francois Desroches, second Steve Carr, vice Daniel Pinder and skip Andy Laroque. Wilson was one of the club members who helped form Midland's Special Olympics curling team. Their first competition was in 2000. The team's current skip, Andy Laroque, has been with the club for about 18 years. It was a very close game, we were down 1 point playing the last end when our skip made a fabulous shot and we scored 2-1. Wilson says with delight. Both Wilson and club manager Greg DeVillers pointed out the many ways curling has grown as an inclusive sport. It's such a family thing, says DeVillers, who has been curling since he was 7 years old. He speaks to the social value curlers uphold. You can develop relationships with every person in the club or a league because of the culture, he explains. The many league options at the Midland Curling Club offer something for everyone. DeVillers points towards the ice surface to highlight one curler who's been involved with the sport since he was 14. 30 years and he's still at it, says DeVillers. Although DeVillers has noticed changes since he first started playing, it's still the grassroots mentality that's there. It's not just playing the game and going home after. You come and sit down with the teams, he says about the traditional post-game social gatherings. Wilson, too, explains that his membership with the Midland Curling Club connected him to the local community. As with any sport, good sportsmanship matters. Curlers take it one step further. It balances out, says DeVillers about the winning team purchasing a round of refreshments for the losing team, which then becomes a second round where the losing team pays. Joe Ogden, who just celebrated his 97th birthday, can be found playing on Tuesday mornings with the Seniors League that has about 90 members. You don't usually join a sport in your 40s and expect to play it for 50 years, laughs DeVillers. Curling has adapted, making things feasible for all players. From Sterling, two-person team, games, a newer style of play, to stabilizers, a device used when throwing the rock if the broom is not adequate for balancing, there are the means to include everyone of all capabilities. Ogden always comes prepared with a second flashlight, in case the battery in the first one dies, explains DeVillers. The flashlight is used to make the lines at the opposite end of the ice visible for anyone visually impaired. DeVillers describes a time that stands out to him, an anecdote that really shows how curlers maintain the social aspect of their sport. Two of his peers in university met through curling and went on to build a successful business together. From kids to seniors, and with the Special Olympics program, there's something for everyone and it's a pretty cool community to be a part of, says Wilson. The club recently hosted a Discover Curling Day to bring people of any skill level and all backgrounds out to play. Even Mayor Bill Gordon had fun participating, mentions DeVillers. Wilson describes it as a way for people who may not have been exposed to the sport to try it out. There will be another Discover Curling Day held on Family Day, February 17, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. In tune with their welcoming culture, there will be pizza and pop included with the $25 fee. Children under 12 attend for free and the club encourages anyone to come out. You just need clean running shoes, stretchy, warm clothing and a helmet for kids, says the club manager. You can register online here.